Dead Meat Pete is homemade with no production financing of any kind. If you're enjoying the show, please help us out by leaving a positive review and sharing it with others. Previously on Dead Meat Pete.
The hell is that?
There's a monster in the woods, so I can't let you go down the road.
What?
Because the monster's gonna rip your skeleton out and eat it. Here's the deal, kid. You're not a real person. This world's not real. It's a movie, and you're just some character who gets killed at the beginning. If you don't kill Bloody Bones by dawn, you go back to the beginning of the movie without remembering any of this. And you never get to see your family.
So I kill the monster. I get out of this world and into another.
You kill that one, bam. We jump to a new horror movie. If anybody other than you delivers a death blow, you go back to the beginning and get ripped apart.
Who else is out here delivering death blows?
Name's Lewis. He's the only one who knows how to kill Bloody Bones. Tanya, popular girl. Lewis is in love with her. Eric, stock jock character in Tanya's ex. Audrey, the spooky one. Jax, he's your standard rebel type.
So what's the secret for Bloody Bones?
It must be buried with the amulet in its mouth before dawn, or nothing will stop it from its mission.
This amulet was kept as a family heirloom, embedded into a brooch. That brooch is in this museum's basement. You gotta get that amulet out of that and into the mouth of Bloody Bones. But breaking in right now is too risky, which brings me to a very important rule. Avoid police and security at all costs. Getting detained, even for a few hours, is a death sentence for both of us.
School's out early, Adams family. Let's party!
Watch out! Ah! Shit!
Get in!
Dr. Samuels? Room 312. Dr. Samuels?
Axel stood at the front desk of a busy emergency room with his backpack open, bric-a-brac spilled out on the counter. A bewildered receptionist watched Axel lay out stacks of currency, foreign, domestic, new, old.
What year is it again?
1989?
Yeah.
Axel shuffled through a stack of hundreds, cherry-picking some to return to his pack. The ER entrance opened as a stretcher rushed by. Atop the stretcher was an injured Audrey.
Multiple lacerations! Possible fractures!
Audrey was carted off down a hallway. The waiting room patients watched, silent. An EMT fell behind to speak to the receptionist.
Call the coroner. The rest of the family was dead on arrival. I've never seen anything like it.
Whew!
Axel gave a sigh of relief as if the EMT had spoken directly to him. He checked his watch.
Thank God. We're still making good time.
Pete sat on a bench, bandaged and defeated. Axel paced back and forth in front of him.
If you don't say there's gonna be a monster, I don't know there's gonna be a monster.
You were supposed to be sleeping.
I just wanted to see if there's something I could do. And I would have stayed put if you said there's gonna be a monster.
You wanna guess how many movies I've been in more than once? How often I know what's gonna happen?
Shit, all of them, I don't know.
I didn't even take notes the first few years.
You know this one? You could have said about the barn, and you could have said about this old man hit me in the face with his cane.
In the next world, more than likely you won't have the luxury. Or the one after that. I'm using my notes this time, but you gotta learn to read the world.
It ain't like I got killed. This is not that bad. A lot of these stitches I don't even need.
That slash belongs to Eric, who was supposed to be in the ER with Tanya to rendezvous with Audrey.
But you said I couldn't mess them up.
You can't. They still get together. But the timeline is off now. Stuff could happen out of order.
Well, they still gotta go to the museum.
But now I don't know when. I know it'll be later, but we're already pushing the time.
Axel Axel laid a map of Cadenville over the hood of Pete's truck.
You want to know what happens in this movie? Here it is, Hotshot.
Axel opened his notebook and pulled out sketches of Bloody Bones and teenage heroes. Pete looked on, fascinated.
You got all these slick ideas. Let's hear some.
Axel flattened his map and began laying out the details.
They run into Lewis. He tells them false intel about the amulet being a Cadden Manor.
Axel pointed out Cadenville Manor on his map.
You'd think that'd be a museum, but here it's a busted old house. No amulet there. They do find Jack squatting and...
Axel pointed at a drawing of Bloody Bones over Cadenville Mansion.
They get ambushed by Bloody Bones. Get a few scratches, but they get away in Eric's van.
Axel pointed at his hastily scribbled notes.
Either Jax knows where the amulet is, or they have a big detective meeting in the van, like Scooby-Doo, cause they end up at the museum.
Axel pointed at the museum on the map.
Probably later than planned, so even less time to kill Bloody Bones, which wasn't enough already.
Axel handed Pete the notebook.
Give me your best shot.
All right. The reason you don't want us to bust into that museum alone is cause we'll go to jail.
I'm not saying we will. Just, look, the key is to minimize the risk.
But the only reason you need those kids to break in there is to occupy the guards. You think that they're the only kids that can break into something.
All right, smartass. What's that mean?
Come on, get in the truck. Let me show you something.
Pete's truck parked outside a brick building, illuminated by a neon sign that read, Uncle Red's Fireworks. Pete loaded box after box into the truck. Axel handed money to a surly cashier smoking a cigarette. A group of kids in vampire costumes rode bikes under yellow street lamps. They swerved back and forth in front of beat-up houses. Pete's truck pulled alongside the vampire bikers.
Hey.
Yeah, what do you want?
You boys like fireworks?
The museum security guard sat at his desk, reading the comics section of the Cadenville Herald when suddenly... Orange light spilled through the window and filled up the office. The guard jumped up. A rock crashed through the window. The guard grabbed his walkie-talkie and sprinted out of the room.
We got an attack out front!
Do what?
The security guard burst through the front door. Bottle rockets and smoke bombs were scattered over the museum lawn. Just down the street, the vampire kids ran away. The guard chased after them. The second security guard ran out of the museum. To his confusion, a police officer appeared seemingly out of nowhere.
They went that way! I'll guard the entrance! Get out there! Son, your partner's life is on the line!
The guard nodded and ran full tilt away from the museum. A few yards away, Axel sat behind the wheel of the pickup truck. He watched, and he waited.
Huh. So this might actually work.
Pete wasted no time finding the door to the basement. Pete's flashlight beam scanned across the cluttered basement. In Pete's hand was a slip of paper where Axel had sketched the amulet-studded brooch that Pete was looking for.
Where are you, you little amulet bastard?
Axel sat in the truck, watching fireworks sputter out when he saw a van approaching.
No!
He watched as the van parked in front of the museum and the driver hopped out.
Ah, shit!
It was Eric, followed by Tanya and Lewis, then Audrey. All bandaged up from her attack. And finally, Jax emerged, looking like he was ready to fight a war. He took charge and led the gang through the open front doors.
No!
Pete navigated a maze of shelves and filing cabinets until he found the amulet brooch hidden in a dusty glass case.
Yes.
Pete tried to open it, but it was locked. He raised the flashlight to shatter the glass.
Oh, shit.
Pete smashed the glass before pointing the flashlight back in Jax's face, blinding him.
The hell are y'all doing here? Y'all ain't supposed to be here.
Audrey pointed a finger at the brooch.
We need that amulet. It's the only way to kill a monster.
No. No, it ain't. That's made up. Somebody made all that up. Y'all don't want this.
That's the guy who attacked my grandpa. He's not a cop.
I didn't do shit to your grandpa. He poked me in my eye. Now you're trying to say I'm a fake cop? That's illegal. Matter of fact, y'all broke in here. I need to go before I lock all y'all up. These girls, this little boy, everybody.
Wait a second.
Audrey approached Pete and leaned in close to look at the police badge on his chest.
Oh, he saw that costume at work.
Jax flicked open a switchblade and went after Pete.
Freeze, shitbag!
Everyone turned to see Axel standing in the doorway. He held the strange wooden cube. The sphere hovered over the teens, razor wings out and ready for blood.
What the hell is that?
The last thing you're gonna see if you don't let him go.
Your little ball ain't doing much for me, old man.
The sphere spun, whirring as it sliced through the air.
Please, we're just trying to help.
You wanna help? Get Mr. Koo off my friend.
And what are you, the Gorton's fisherman?
He's not a fisherman. That's just a raincoat.
The hell does a fake cop and a fake fisherman want with the amulet?
We know about this amulet because none of this is real. It's just a movie. And he's been in it before.
Pete.
We know Jax is the hero. And I'm nobody. But if I can kill that monster, then I get to leave the movie.
You think we're stupid?
This is your movie. You'll always be in it. I just want to go look for my family. And if I kill Bloody Bones, I can do that.
This isn't gonna work.
I don't get it. Where's your family?
I don't know. He told me they're in a movie somewhere, just not in this one.
This is stupid.
I'm only supposed to exist for like 5 minutes. That's my whole life.
He took out the picture of his family.
But this is in my truck. And when I see it, I feel how much I love them. Your world is this town. Mine's this picture. If you let me kill the monster instead of Jax, I'll get a chance to live.
Eric, you believe this?
No.
Audrey?
He wants to kill Bloody Bones. What the hell do we have to lose?
I'm with Audrey.
Oh, great. Now you're in love with her, too?
Shut up.
Audrey's right. What would it hurt?
Son of a bitch. Does this work?
Ah!
The touching moment was interrupted by Jax, who threw his switchblade across the room. It stabbed into Axel's hand, piercing all the way through.
Oh!
Axel recoiled and dropped the cube. Eric grabbed Axel just as Jax tackled Pete.
Ow, it's for stitches!
Guys, no!
The sphere drifted back, retracted its wings, and came to rest in the cube. Pete elbowed Jax in the face and grabbed at the brooch, toppling its stand. By the basement entrance, Eric and Axel wrestled, which was unfortunate for Axel because Eric looked like he was put on this earth to wrestle.
Don't let them get the amulet!
By the display case, Pete jumped up, but Jax was right behind him. He wrapped his arm around Pete's throat, putting him in a chokehold.
Get it! Get the amulet!
Lewis panicked, ran over and grabbed the amulet.
No!
By the entrance, Axel swung with all his might and made a direct connection with Eric's groin.
Oh!
Axel removed the knife from his hand, grimacing, but he was too preoccupied to worry about it right now. Eric fell back, still nursing his injured manhood, and knocked over a file cabinet. each fell into another cabinet, and into another, like dominoes.
They're in the basement!
Shit!
As the last cabinet fell, it ripped down a blanket, revealing a window high up on the wall.
Go! Now!
Tanya leapt into action, grabbed an antique rifle, and smashed the window. She helped Audrey up through the window first, then Lewis. Axel ran for the window, but Eric tackled him from behind and knocked him to the ground, hard.
The nerd has the amulet!
Eric got to his feet and ran to the window. He helped Tanya out before he jumped out himself. Jax followed in perfect hero form. The kids were gone.
They're coming! You all right, kid?
Axel scooped up the cube and returned it to his bag.
I guess. My stitches don't feel too good.
Bruce! Hands behind your head!
There's always a window.
Dead Meat Pete, a Straw House Pictures production. Written and directed by Chris Gervais. Story contributions by Micah Troublefield and Chris Nolan. Starring Chris Gervais as Pete, Renee Alfonso as Axel, Rodney Stringfellow as the narrator, Zade Patterson as Jax, the EMT, and security guard number one. Karen Myers as Audrey, Mari Snipes as Lewis, Stephanie Elise as Tanya, Andrew Hall as Eric and security guard number two, Jessica Fisher as the ER receptionist, and Tunnelmaker as the vampire kid. Produced by Micah Troublefield and Anil Dokai. Music by Soft Neon. Find the soundtrack at softneonmusic.com. Recorded and edited by Chris Gervais. To learn more, visit deadmeatpete.com. Again, Dead Meat Pete is totally homemade, with no production financing of any kind. If you're enjoying the show, please help us out by leaving a positive review and sharing it with others. It's the only way we'll be able to continue the adventures of Axel and Pete.